Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf, your sponsor, Luini Schwartz, and Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the very cryptic lashon that they send Rova. Zug ba merekes, these two people came from Tveria. Vetavsu Nesher, Nesher caught them. Uviyadom Dvarim Anase Beluz, referring to Tcheles. They got out of there in peace. People from Shevet Yehuda, they wanted to add a month for Chodesh Ha'ibur. The Adoyim did not allow them. But the Chachamim got together. And they established it in Chodesh Av. Now, there's many things here that are not understood. The Marsha brings here a list of questions. And we can bring here a Mahalach, which was mainly based on the Marsha, with a little bit of Hoysafa based on the Ben Yehoyada, and a little bit more based on Margolius, Sayam, Revu, and Margolius. So the Marsha says that the Koyach of Am Yisrael to overcome Esav is because Am Yisrael has the Koyach of Bechoyra. He says Yishmael also has Shneimer Sir Nisim. It's brought down the pasuk that this role also is divided to 12. But what is Am Yisrael greater than Yishmael? That they're going to be the ones defeating Esau at the end of the day? Is because Am Yisrael has 13 Shvatim. Because they also have Chelek Bechayro. Yishmael's Yichus to Avram Avinu is only through Hagar, only through the female. They don't have the male Yichus. The Yichus of Am Yisrael gives them the Koyach of the father, which is the Chelek Bechayro. And this is what Yaakov Avinu purchased from Esav. He took from Esav the Koyach HaBechayro, and Am Yisrael now has the Chelek HaBechayro. So the Chelek HaBechayro means that they overcome all the adversaries, they overcome Esav. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra that says, that in Zaru shel Esav nimsar elo biyadu shel Yosef. Why Yosef? Yosef is the one who got the Bechayro, as we learned also in Bava Basra. Yosef has two Chalokim in Eretz Yisrael. He has Menashe v'Ephraim. He's the one who represents the Chelek Bechayro of Am Yisrael. So therefore, Esav is nimsar biyadu shel Yosef. And this is the union of Chodesh Ha'ibur. Because Chodesh Ha'ibur means you're taking 12 months and you're turning them into 13. That's the Koyach of Am Yisrael. They don't have 12, they have 13. They have the Chelek HaBechayro. They have an additional Shevet. They have additional month. And that's why Esav is so much against Chodesh Ha'ibur. They don't want to allow Am Yisrael to do Chodesh Ha'ibur, because the Chodesh Ha'ibur is the remez and sign of the fact that Am Yisrael has the 13th Chelek, the Chelek HaBechayro, and that's the overcome Esav. Now here we're going to bring the Ben Yehoyada. It's a little bit different than the Maharsha and different than Rashi. That who are the ones that captured the Talmid Chachamim going over here in this letter? It says it was the Nesher. Who is the Nesher? Zok te ben Yehoyada, that is Esav. Why is Esav called Nesher? Because the number of behemoths that Yaakov Avinu gave Esav is 550, which is the gematria of Nesher. So Esau feels very good about himself. In tagbia kenesher kinecha, he feels, I'm a Nesher, I took koyach from Yaakov Avinu. But you should know that everything is going to go back. Esav not only will be conquered by Yaakov, but he has to give back all the matonis that Yaakov gave him. So the koiches that Esav feels he has is going to be taken away from him. That's why we use the remez of Nesher. Now, why are we mentioning over here in this letter the idea of the Tcheles? So the Marsha and the Ben Yehoyada say something a little bit bedoichek. The Marsha says that Tcheles is Miram is Lakisa Kovit. We want to talk about Volu Mashim Baritzio in Lishpoitis Ahesov, that Vaisol Hashem Melucha, there will be Kisei Sholem. So I mentioned Tcheles that refers to Kisei Kovit. That's the Masha. The Ben Yehoyada says that the reason we mentioned Tcheles is really just to cover up on we really want to talk about, which is Ibur, they covered up with Tcheles. But here, Rav Uven Margolius says, Dover Nifla Moid. He says, based on his historical analysis, the Ibur, the time, the concept of Ibur Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh that Am Yisrael had was gone around the time of Rava, and that's why they had to do the Cheshbonis and use the calendars that we have. There's something else that was gone at the same time, and that's the Tcheles. These are the two things that were gone at the same time. That's why we mentioned the same letter. We talk about the struggles that Am Yisrael had to keep on to these two Gvaltika Matonas that we have, the Maton of Tcheles and Soide Ibur. And both the Maharsha and the Ben Yehuda conclude, that's what here the letter ends. They wanted to do the Ibur, but the Esav did not allow them. So they did it in Chodesh Av. Why Chodesh Av? Because Chodesh Av is the, seems to Esav, like the worst month of Am Yisrael. It's the month we have Churban Beis HaMikdash. So they feel Am Yisrael there does have no power. And according to what we learned, the whole idea of the Ibur is how we overcome Esav. So that's why we specifically take Chodesh Av, the Chodesh which seems to be where Esav overcomes us, to do Chodesh Ibur. And this is the explanation of the Ramazim brought down in this letter. We'll just conclude with one more He'ara, Negat Inyan DeYoimo. The Rav Tzadik HaKoyen brings that the Arizal says that there's three mitzvahs that the Yevonim tried to take away from Am Yisrael, which is Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milah. And the three are mentioned in Chashmonaim. The first three letters of Chashmonaim is Ches Shin Mem, Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milah. Says Rav Tzadik, what is Chodesh that the Yevonim want to take? Not the mitzvahs that have to do with Rosh Chodesh. What do we do in Rosh Chodesh? But it's referring to Kviyas HaChodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh in Ibur HaShanah, and he brings our Gemara as an example. That this was the struggle that Am Yisrael had, starting from the Yevonim, continuing on with the Romans. The Yevonim tried to take the Chodesh means the Koyach of Am Yisrael to overcome the Umas based on what we learned with Kiddush HaChodesh in Ibur HaShanah. Dvarim Nifloim Ad Lemoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.